The Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades.
Good job.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's as good as we're going to get it, man. Welcome, everybody. This is News with the Animal. Tonight, we're coming up a little short here. It's
News with the Animal.
There you go. Yeah, see, that's
all
good.
I got.
That's good.
I didn't bring my guitar with me.
It's all right, man. It's all improv, right? Coming up a little short tonight. It's just me and JD, the other crew members. I know.
Student teacher meetings, man. Yeah. Got to meet those teachers.
Yeah, I guess, man. I guess we have all these responsibilities with school starting again. But, you know, we're going to carry this fucking show on our back as we normally do.
Don't we always?
They can't rebuttal because they're not here.
Exactly.
JD, I'm going to spit some news at you, man.
Spit some news.
I'm going to spit some news. This is all current news. But, you know, before we get into the news here, I want you to tell me, man, you went to a pretty cool concert last night, didn't you?
Yeah, a few of us did, actually.
Yeah, a few
it
of
was,
you?
Red and Ivan.
Oh,
and then
nice.
Even my brother came up and met us out there.
Did
him
he really?
And his buddy, yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man.
So we had a little group going.
That's cool. Now, who did you see?
So this was not Fest show. So it started off with Behemoth,
okay,
whom I've never seen before, but
okay,
you've told me about.
Okay.
Cool show.
Okay.
I'm not into the music,
mm-hmm,
but it felt good to be, like, it seemed like everybody was, you know, pretty open to it.
Yeah.
You know, giving them good vibes and shit. Nobody was really hating on it.
Yeah.
It felt good to be part of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even Red said it's not something he likes, but, mm-hmm, you know, visually he kind of gets it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So after that, Gojira, which, mm-hmm, you know, we're all pretty big into Gojira.
Right.
And just seeing them live is, it just takes it to a whole nother level.
For sure.
I feel like they got shortchanged with the set.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey. It was still cool to see.
Short window? Or
I feel like it was only 6 or 7 songs.
Jesus.
It was like a straight 40-minute set. It went by really quick to me.
I'm
so
sure.
So maybe it just seemed...
You were looking forward short to it.
Yeah. It was like, that was going to be my highlight of the night.
Okay.
Know?
Okay.
Then Volbeat. I don't know how you feel about Volbeat. It's not really my thing.
Yeah.
But it's... it's, you know, it's cool. It's whatever.
It's something. You know, there's some cool grooves, some cool little licks here and there, but the vocals kind of kill it for me. It kind of...
It's just too much for
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a melodic kind of guy. I like the singiness and
yeah,
catchiness of shit, but that one's... It's a little too much.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I feel like it kind of gets that Elvis impression.
For sure.
A little too much.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm into Danzig and, you know...
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that in there, so...
Oh, okay. I could see that. You know, it gets a little stale after a while.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Like, it's such an odd band to go on before Slipknot. They got the numbers, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you play open up for Metallica and shit, kind of makes sense.
It's true.
It's
that
a
is
numbers
true
game at that point. Because to me, it felt like Gojira. But then, I'm so up Gojira's ass. So
right.
What do I know?
But it has more of that oomph to get that crowd warmed up.
It makes sense, too, because it's just like everyone's hungering for Slipknot at that point, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Even though most of the people there seemed like they were into it anyway.
Yeah.
Just it's odd. But,
yeah.
You know.
Well, Chicago didn't get really a lot of good concerts this summer, I feel, especially outdoor.
Yeah, I feel like I missed out on a lot of things if anything did come through.
Yeah.
Because I didn't hear about nothing.
Yeah, and neither did I really. Yeah, I don't know. But Slipknot, what do you
think? You know, it's for anybody that's followed us this far, I'm kind of the Slipknot hater, I'm sure. So I got to address that. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to go home and listen to Slipknot by myself and with my
right
headphones and just jam and shit. But
yeah,
it felt good to be there and a part of it. And mm-hmm, they played Prosthetics, so that's an old song. And
that's cool.
They jammed the hits and, you know, they played the new ones. I don't give a shit about the new ones.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I'm still going to stand tall on that shit.
You know, I was ready because I thought that you and I were going to do the review on it. But I'm ready for the next week, though, when we have everybody here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can come up with something.
Yeah, I'm very anxious to talk about it with you guys. Because to segue into what I was going to talk about, is that you and I went to go see Hell Yeah on Thursday, mm-hmm, at the House of Blues.
We had a busy week.
We had a very busy week. Before we get into that, we were listening to the new Slipknot album on the way back home because it was after midnight. So we were kind of, you know, jamming on a few tracks, kind of having some smart ass comments to say.
Yeah, trying to feel it out a little bit. Obviously, two of those ones were already released.
Right.
The only one, I think we made it up to Critical Darling.
Yes, you're right.
And like I said, that one had the most interest, but that's because that chorus sounded like Godsmack from Alice in Chains.
It's so funny, like, because I didn't even, because you're the big Alice in Chains guy.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand their music and respect them, but it didn't hit me right off the bat. I probably would have got it in a couple listens, though, but you.
But here's the crazy thing. The next day, Ivan mentioned it, and we didn't even talk to him about it yet.
That's right.
And, man.
Yeah.
So, it's, yeah.
That was cool.
It's crazy to hear.
The stage show for Slipknot, was it of any significance? Or?
So, let me put this out there. I shared a couple pictures. I felt like it was my duty mm-hmm. to take the pictures and try to get some stuff for the
right.
content for the website and the show. So,
right.
got some pictures online. If you want to check out our Instagram, might have them on maybe Gojira's on Twitter. So,
okay.
check those out. But the stage show, it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of lights and stuff. Yeah. You know, it's...
It didn't look
seen better, seen yeah, you know, seen worse.
I was honestly surprised that there weren't any pyrotechnics, especially with that big buildup in the beginning, how they open with People Equal Shit.
I feel like there was more pyro for Volbeat.
Really?
I think it must have been that band that had yeah. the flames going.
Oh, okay.
So
did they, I don't know if you know this or not, but did they play a song called Marie Laveau?
Can you sing a little bit?
And then just interchange that with other,
you know, I'm not sure. The one that I know is Still Counting, maybe.
I like Still Counting.
Okay, that, yeah. that was one of the later ones.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a fun chorus.
He said a couple names here and there. Yeah. I can't remember though.
A Warrior's Call?
Probably. Yeah, yeah. That sounds about
Let's
right.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, there you go.
I like yep. that one. That's catchy.
Yeah.
You know? What else do I want to ask? What was up with the fans? I saw that there was like these like two like industrial fans like spinning all slow too.
I don't know, dude. It was, I don't know if it serves a purpose, but it's just underneath that little walkway, the little stairs.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sid, mm-hmm. he had that little Jamiroquai like mm-hmm. fucking walkway
Did
path
he?
Thing.
That's
he was
cool.
He was the most interesting to me because he just seems, he's got that like robotic face. It, like,
yeah.
That's what me and Ivan were talking about last night. It just like it moves the mouth for it. And
huh.
It is pretty cool. He was the most interesting out of the bunch.
Was he?
As yeah. far as the stage show goes.
Huh.
And everything else was pretty typical, I would imagine.
Yeah. How was the sound?
Sound was good. Like throughout the day, like I didn't feel like anybody got undercut too much. Yeah. Everything kind of, especially since we were on the lawn so far
right.
away, you
right.
know, they got the speakers that kind of come out anyway. So
yeah,
I feel like everything sounded good from where we were at.
Yeah, that's nice, man. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
That's cool.
I gave Red my ticket. So that's what JD's comment was earlier. I ended up having to go to work early this morning and Red was able to go. So I'm like, here, happy birthday. Enjoy. And I said, I see these assholes every week anyway. That's a guarantee. So anytime you can, you know, hang out, that's awesome. As I said earlier, JD and I covered Hell Yeah at the House of Blues on Thursday. Nonpoint opened. Nonpoint, I've known the band. I haven't honestly heard any songs, but seeing them live was kind of cool for the first time. Been around forever.
They put on a good show.
Yeah.
I'll give it to them. Yeah. And maybe it's just the Chicago crowd, but it seems like we're just fucking on top of it, dude. It was one of the more impressive pits that I've seen. Probably, I can't say definitively because I'm usually front,
right.
like in front of everything and the pit's behind me.
Yeah.
So I'm usually getting kicked in the back of the head or whatever. But standing where we were, I really got to like take notice of the pit.
Yeah.
It seemed pretty intense.
It did, man. It did.
I'll give it to them.
There's a lot of hype
for Nonpoint and Hell Yeah. Two bands Absolutely. That I wouldn't think would be known for the fucking pits.
That's true. Hell Yeah was a lot rougher than I thought it was going to be, man. There was a lot of shirtless bald men in that
yes,
pit.
A lot.
A lot of aggressive shirtless bald men. And I know the alcohol's flowing. I know that you're getting a lot of crossover, the Pantera crowd. You're getting the Mudvayne crowd too, because you can't get any of those bands anymore.
Yeah.
And it was rough, man.
That was the most exciting part for me was Chad.
Yeah.
Being the Mudvayne guy.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, you were very excited. I looked over at you a couple of times and you were feeling it.
Like, yeah, when he comes out and he's just like right in front of the crowd right yep. there, you know, got the hands up singing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the energy, man.
He does.
It's just I don't see that obviously we did the Slipknot and Mudvayne comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Now to see it live from two different perspectives,
right?
Chad's just got the energy still.
He does. All of them do. All of them were moving. And but you know, there's something that I took home that night is that with as good as Roy was on the drums,
mm-hmm.
it just didn't have that big sound. And that's
you don't think so?
I was very sad. It was like hearing these songs, he was playing everything note for note. I can't bitch about that, but it's, you still can't hit the way he hits.
It's like, it'd be the same for like anybody trying to cover a Dime song.
It's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
It's true.
Just a certain, you can mimic it, but you can't, just that style is that style,
no.
man.
As good as that sound was, even the way that those drums sounded, as clean as they were, they didn't have that thunderous.
There's a signature to what you do.
Yeah.
I think
it made me so sad though. I really did. I wasn't ready for this emotionally, but to hear some of those songs played, I think it was very sad. And I know Chad had, you know, talked a couple times in between the songs, and they're all clearly hurting still, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah.
That was rough. But, Man, props to Chad. Chad got fucking swole, dude.
It looked like it. He's still like a slimmer guy.
Yeah.
But in the vein of me, he's like fit though. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It looked like he had more pecs this time.
He did.
Time.
Very, very, very pecky. Very shouldery too.
Seemed like
he was looking good.
Seemed like it.
I love watching like all the bodybuilding stuff on YouTube. I just find it to be such a fascinating, it's like a big science
doing
experiment.
All the shit that you, like you and me probably won't do. Like
exactly.
I tell myself I want to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll do it for like a couple weeks and I'm like, eh.
Yeah, this is terrible. Why would anybody live like this?
Yes, terrible.
But I guess being out on the road though, you would force yourself to do that because you don't have your...
It doesn't seem like you got many options to do much. You got to kill the time.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's almost like being in prison.
there you go. Well, to kind of bridge into it, we're going to go over some news now to kind of keep the train rolling here. Yesterday I put out a album review for the band N Minor, which is Philip H. Anselmo's new project. It is out right now via Housecore Records. It is a 7-inch that was put out that you can buy at your local record store or you could stream the two songs. It's two fucking songs, man. It's two.
That's what he told me, man. I don't know. How long has this been brewing?
I want to say officially they've said like 2012 is when they've been talking about it, like actually getting the project moving. But I've seen articles online that says early as 93, Phil's wanted to do this.
That's insane to me.
Yeah. Took forever.
So what's the plan? Is it, I mean, are we leaving it at two? Is that all we know about is two? Is there upcoming album?
There's an upcoming album. No details have been released as of yet. They're out going to be touring. Their first official show is going to be at Psycho Fest Las Vegas this weekend.
So they're going to go out and tour without like an album release or anything?
Nope. Just the two songs that they've put out officially, but there'll be more material to cover, you know, their other stuff, which I'll be waiting anxiously online for that to pop up.
It's weird to me.
It is weird. It's a different approach. It's Philip, though. You know,
he's got the name recognition that he could. Yep. You know, you hear Phil on somewhere, I'll check it out
for sure.
If you're in that. Yep. That style.
And I didn't realize it also has Kevin Bond from Superjoint.
That sounds familiar. Okay, is he a guitar player?
And then it also has Jimmy Bauer on drums.
So is it Super Down or something?
Yeah. Well, it's got those two. And it has two other gentlemen, which I outlined the entire band on the article that I wrote. And then also has a cello player, and I've never heard of the other three.
Yeah, that
guys.
Sounds cool, man.
Yeah,
I hope it's cool.
It's interesting. Revolver magazine today put out a live, like in studio performance of one of their songs. And it's cool because everybody's kind of like sitting around. It's all like an acoustic jam session. And Philip's sitting on the couch smoking a cigarette, just singing. He has no mic. He has no nothing. It's like, man, that's like the most Philip thing I've seen, you know? It's pretty sweet, man. Big shout out to Liz at Earsplit Compound. She hooked us up with a early release of this to check out and review. So as always, thank you to Earsplit for having our back. Next up on the agenda here, I've been seeing on Facebook for a while that Sepultura has been teasing a new album. Officially, it's going to be coming out next year. Excited. I enjoy my thrashiness. Sepultura has kind of dipped off for me, I think, as with a lot of people, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm not very deep into Sepultura at all.
Right.
Even with the Max days.
Right.
So I'm an outsider on this.
Yeah.
When's the last one that came out?
I want to say like 3-4 years ago. So it's been a while. It's a big deal.
Okay.
It's exciting. I think their stage performances are always great.
I'll have to check. I got to dig into them. I've always meant to.
Yeah.
But
there's a song called Conviction in Life that you would really, really like.
Conviction in Life.
Conviction
right.
in Life. The drums
Mental
are
note.
Fantastic, man. So we talked about Hell Yeah, we talked about Slipknot. Let's talk more about Slipknot. So today I was reading on vulture.com. Corey was quoted as saying that the band members all split the merch in live shows equally. And it kind of raises a lot of red flags because, as if you remember from a couple months ago, Chris Fenn is accusing Sean and Corey of having a separate corporation that was created where more money was funneling into. So that quote today on vulture.com raises my eyebrows a little bit because this is what Chris is alleging all the way through, that he wasn't splitting everything with Sean and everybody else where Corey says he is. So it's very interesting. So, you know, we're kind of caught in the middle as fans because you don't really know what the hell's going on. You get a few snippets of comments here and there. We don't know the full story.
Yeah, that's interesting. A whole separate, like you said, like company or like
a whole separate company. He was alleging them of basically having another source of income for Slipknot, but wasn't dividing that equally.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's anytime you get money involved with your friends, that's terrible, you know, and a large influx of money at that.
I'd be surprised if it's split evenly. Like, yeah. I mean, as far as the merch and that shit goes, it should be, but I just feel like, I feel like Corey and probably the main guys are probably making more somehow, yeah. some way, unless it's just the writing credits.
It's true, too. Now, yeah. that's where it gets muddy.
Yeah.
You know, look at Slayer. Everybody called it the Carrie and Tom show for a reason, you know?
You know, it's... God, who else does that? I mean, there's countless other ones, I'm sure. Like, Aaron Lewis is one that talks about, like, I write the songs, I get the royalties, you
right,
know? Fuck
right.
you.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do.
I can't imagine what that's like to deal with all that.
So, I mean, if you're getting the royalties...
Yeah.
The best way to do it would probably be split with everything.
Yeah. Well, you know what's good about us is we don't make any fucking money, so we got nothing to split besides pizza rolls, you know?
Exactly.
You know, speaking of that, I wanted to roll into my pizza roll discussion because last time we were hanging out after we were done podcasting, your son was hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted some pizza rolls, and so I asked the question as, you know, does he dip in ranch? And you had explained to me that you would not disgrace pizza rolls in that nature. Are you a pizza dipper?
I don't dip my pizza in shit.
Yeah. You're nothing. Just regular old pizza.
Regular old pizza. If yeah. I wanted something else, I'd have, I'd have got a different type of food.
I respect that. And I feel that ranch has become such a condiment these days.
It's on everything.
Everything.
Everybody's
right?
dipping it in something. Y'all yeah. can keep that shit to yourself.
It's really upsetting to me. Like, it really, like, bothers me to see this giant bowl of ranch. Even for wings and stuff, I am not a ranch dipper.
I don't understand getting a sauced... type of fucking wing and then dip it in ranch. Like even my girl Chrissy, she'll even when it comes to just chicken nuggets or
yeah,
something,
yeah.
she'll dip it in the ranch into the barbecue sauce and then eat it. And I'm like, okay, all right, I'll let it go. But we were sharing chicken nuggets the other day,
yeah.
and I was like, motherfucker, you got ranch in the barbecue sauce that I was going to eat. It's got to go reversed. You got to dip the barbecue into the ranch. Don't
right.
fuck with my barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what kind of a barbecue sauce guy are you?
I like the spicier ones.
You like the spicy?
Yeah.
So would you more err on smoky or spicy?
I think, I prefer spicier stuff.
Okay.
Smoky's a second best.
Okay. So give
tangy
me...
Tangy stuff, you can leave that shit at the bottom.
Fuck, dude, open pit is the worst barbecue sauce.
You don't
sauce.
Like open pit?
I don't like it.
I like open pit.
You like open pit, but you don't. You said the tangy, though.
That one, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's one of the ones I grew up on.
Maybe.
But it's not like I put it on anything recently.
Right,
if
yeah.
I got it in the fucking house, I'm going to eat it.
Right.
But, you know, we go out and get Sweet Baby Ray's and shit.
Sweet Baby Ray's, that's
just get
the
whatever,
top tier.
Yeah, whatever you like.
Top tier barbecue sauce. That's got to go on the title for this one. I've never liked KC Masterpiece.
I don't know if I had those.
Not a fan of that. Not a fan. But
no?
it's Sweet Baby Ray's or bust for me, pretty much.
They got so many fucking flavors, I just feel like I got to go through them all.
They do. They do. And I don't like the sweet onion Sweet Baby Ray's. That one's kind of gross. And they have like a pineapple one, too.
Yeah.
You
can keep that pineapple shit to yourself. I
agree. That's a whole other separate discussion, man. What I thought was interesting to talk about was that Rob Zombie and Universal Studios Orlando today announced that there will be a scare zone at this year's Halloween Horror Nights 29 based upon Hellbilly Deluxe.
Really?
Yeah. So we're not talking House of a Thousand Corpses. We're not talking Lords of Salem.
Right. The shit that you figure would make sense.
Right. We're talking the album.
House 31 is, or just 31.
31.
Right?
Yeah. 31. Okay. Yeah. That's about how long I lasted until I got bored in that movie. Did not like it. I think it's pretty interesting because you're taking an album and there was so much interesting songs on
well,
that album.
It's got a lot of like interludes with it too,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
right?
It sure does, man.
So just, I guess it makes sense.
Just think about like if there was something in that scare zone related to Phantom Stranger, that would translate really well.
Demonoid Phenomenon
yes.
is something that sticks out. Meet the Creeper.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was on a Jeepers Creepers soundtrack. If not, maybe in the trailer I saw
right.
maybe.
Yeah.
Dragula. Interesting. It
yeah.
doesn't seem overtly horror to me.
No,
but
it could
Living
be
Dead Girl, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's Bride of Chucky, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on the tracks. What opens that album? I forget the name
and
of
into
it.
Into the Zombie.
Yeah.
Super Beast.
Okay.
Super Beast.
There you go.
Be interesting to see. I don't know if I'm even going to be able to, so I'm not trying to promise, but I will, if I even get anywhere near that scare zone, I will try and have my phone out to load it onto the page to see what it's
gotta
like.
Got
to
try, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that Universal's doing that's original. This is my first time going this year. I've always wanted to go just to see the horror-y stuff,
yeah.
you know? But the original stuff, it's not really tingling me so much as Stranger Things and Ghostbusters and now Rob Zombie would be cool. They just announced they're doing an Us house.
You can keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that movie.
Don't worry.
You told me. That's why I haven't. I even had a free Redbox code. And I'm like, no, JD said it wasn't that great.
It just pisses me off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, we're going to have to watch it to kind of get into that. to kind of segue into movies, I ran across a very interesting score on Rotten Tomatoes today.
Ooh.
That the Angry Birds movie, the second one, has the highest rated video, is the highest rated video game movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's the score?
Ever. 79%.
79? Okay. Yeah. I enjoyed the first one. I didn't think
Did
I'd
really?
Like it.
Did you really? Yeah?
I didn't think I'd like it at all. But, it, you know, it's got Sudeikis in there as the main fucking bird.
Yeah.
It's got Danny McBride's bomb and Gad as Josh Gad as the fast one. Chuck?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, there's moments in there that made me laugh. And I was watching the trailer for this new one. Oh, Bill Hader's in it, too.
Yeah, dude, Bill Hader is absolutely fantastic.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just... Because I didn't expect anything out of it.
Okay.
Maybe I was able to go in there and just enjoy it.
Okay.
So, well, I thought for sure I was going to hate it.
You know, the thing is that I had it on. I didn't really pay attention to it too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But from what it was on, I wasn't like, oh, my God, that's so funny. Like, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. You know?
Yeah.
So...
You know, that one, it's also got... It's got, what the fuck is the little dude's name from Game of Thrones?
Oh, the Tyrion.
Dinklater?
Peter Dinklage.
Dinklater. he's Mighty Eagle or something in that. So, yeah, check it out, man.
Okay, we'll do. Well, to segue into that portion, I thought I'm going to spit a couple video game movies at JD.
Ooh, do it.
Just to kind of see what your opinions are in some of these.
Because okay.
I know my audience very well. So I knew what would kind of get you interested in this.
Get me aroused.
Yes. The first one that came up, we're going to feel the same way, is Resident Evil. Fantastic franchise, correct?
Yeah, I could do the first two.
First two, you didn't like the third one?
Third one's where it starts to slip. It's got Claire in that one. I feel like they're kind of starting to shoehorn in fucking characters at that point.
Right.
It just doesn't train. I blame Paul W.S. Anderson, though, for those movies.
Do you?
Because I hate his fucking movies. I hate him.
He sounds
if there's
like
one dude I could have, like, if I had the control of, like, Hollywood, I'd be like, that guy's fired.
Really?
He's not allowed to make another fucking movie. None.
That's fantastic.
The only movie he has is Event Horizon.
Event Horizon was awesome. That movie freaked me out as a kid, man. The whole, when the eyes came out of the face and stuff.
It's
crazy. It's funny what shit sticks to you, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't like Afterlife. That one was kind of boring for me.
There's like, after the third one, I can't tell you anything. Because I went through and I was going to watch all of them.
Yeah.
I think I watched up to that certain point, so I didn't watch the latest.
Right.
The very last one that they did.
Right.
So I was like, fuck it. There's no reason.
Are you looking forward to the Netflix adaptation?
I think so.
Yeah,
Netflix is usually pretty good. It's going to be better.
I think it'll be absolutely perfect. You know, Netflix has not ever disappointed me with, with their reboots, except Rocco. Did you check out that Rocco?
I just saw that it popped up.
Did you?
I had no idea.
You know, here's the thing. I love what they... We'll talk about this. That's your homework for next week. I want you to watch. It's only 45 minutes.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's cool to see it back, but it's not necessarily needed back. And what was done was a cool concept, but... It just was brought back to be brought back.
See, when I first saw it, I thought it was just like they brought the seasons to Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw it was a Netflix thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a fucking movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Whatever.
And this has been 2 years in the making. It was supposed to come out Thanksgiving last year.
No shit?
Yeah, that and another Hey Arnold.
Hmm.
Were you a Hey Arnold guy?
I was not.
No?
No.
I was kind of on the outskirts of it. You know, if it was on, I had it on, but I wasn't really like totally into it. movies, Super Mario Brothers.
It's funny to
it's
me.
It's funny.
It's obviously horrible.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the games, I don't think. It's
no.
just, it's like, it's like somebody wrote a script in like Japan and then they had it like, they Google translated it in English and they're just like, yeah, this makes sense to me. I didn't know what the fucking game was about anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's kinda,
it's got Dennis Hopper, man.
Exactly. How can you go wrong? So, now, wasn't he, he was a Koopaling, wasn't he?
He was Koopa.
He was Koopa. King Koopa. Yeah. Okay. It's one of those late Saturday night movies. You're with your buddies. And
yeah, it's weird. It's not a good movie, but it's funny to watch to me.
We've discussed Mortal Kombat recently.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like the first one. Second one's hilariously bad, but yeah. I remember seeing that in theaters too.
Holy shit. Did your dad take you to that one too?
Yep.
Man, it's too funny. I was listening to an episode we did a couple weeks ago where you're like, I saw a lot of things that I really shouldn't have probably seen.
Oh, for sure. You know? For sure.
Street Fighter, we talked about.
Yes, we touched on that one.
94 episode. Yes, check that out if you haven't 94. Checked that one out. So the first Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, 2001.
I refused to watch them. What? I didn't watch any of them.
Neither of them?
Neither of them.
Even back in the day?
None of the Lara Croft ones.
Wow.
I just knew it was going to be shitty.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Even at that age, because you have always been such a big video game based person, you probably were like...
Even for Tomb Raider, I didn't get into Tomb Raider until like the new reboot hit
in
2013. So all those original like PlayStation ones,
yeah.
I was playing like Resident Evil and fucking God knows what else. Yeah. Probably, it's probably Madden. I didn't have a whole lot of games at that
time. Right. That's
but
funny.
Tomb Raider was not one of them.
I remember Tomb Raider, for when I got my original Xbox, it came with Tomb Raider, the Lara Croft one. And at the time, this was still that weird, awkward stage where I was still a teenager trying to find my loins, but I didn't really have a lot of chances other than like a Playboy magazine or a WWF magazine at the time, you know?
Yeah.
But I remember the one specific scene in the Angelina Jolie version was she was taking a shower right in the beginning of the movie, and she like whipped her hair to like whatever. And you could see like a little bit of the boob meat kind of like move. And I can't tell you how many times I rewound that scene.
I feel like that's the whole point of that movie, you know, just those little scenes.
Yeah.
There's because as far as Lara Croft goes, that's huge spank city for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
I've seen back in the day when people were doing the porno mag thing, like I remember one was just called Poon Raider, and it was just like this girl dressed in that outfit.
Yeah.
Spanked it to that a lot.
That's awesome.
I think it's the braid, like the braided hair, and then just that outfit and everything. Yep. Oh.
Yeah, it's very very form-fitting, you know? It's absolutely fantastic. And everybody, you know, now that Comic-Con is so successful and popular and it's open-cultured, so everybody's into it, people forget that. Cosplay has been around for a long fucking time. It just wasn't respected the way that it is now, you know?
For sure.
I don't know. Doom.
I watched this not too long ago. It's another bad one, but I had fun watching it.
Yeah?
It's bad, though.
Yeah.
It is.
It is bad. I think even The Rock was quoted as saying like he knew it was bad, but he had fun doing it, you know?
Yeah. Man, I feel like there's so much cool things you could do with it.
Oh, absolutely.
Just the whole premise, but you got to go in knowing what it is. And that whole first-person shooter thing towards the end, it just doesn't work for film. Unless you go like hardcore Henry route, though.
Dude, that was an... Absolutely.
Never watched
awesome
it,
movie.
But
no?
It seems like that's how you should do it. If
it's on Netflix, man. It's cool.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Another Netflix thing.
I was always hoping that they would make an unrated Hardcore Henry. I was like,
I'm sure they got it, just not on Netflix.
Right.
I'm sure it's like a Wetflix or something.
Wetflix? Stupid. speaking of The Rock, Rampage. Did you see Rampage?
I did not.
That's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah, you'll have to leave here with that because I also have your Big Lebowski copy
yes,
that you left
don't
here.
Don't let
too.
Me forget that.
Yes. Rampage was fun. I remember I took the kids to go see it because my wife was out with like a friend or something, and we went to like one of the latest shows possible. There's nobody there. It was like opening weekend. Just got a bunch of candy and unnecessary items and just had fun.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be fun. Like it's one of the movies. It's like it's almost weird. Like, is there anything there to make a movie on? And then at the same point, is like it's so fucking vague. You can make it about anything and probably just
tie
it in.
That's true. And they had. Oh, of course. I can't think of his name. The gentleman from Walking Dead, Negan.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah. And
Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's bae. He's a handsome little devil.
He's a cool dude.
He's cool, man. There's been rumors talking about if they ever did a Batman Beyond movie that they would be looking at him.
Hey.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be cool.
I'd be down for that. He was a fucking awesome comedian,
I'm more interested in that than fucking Pattinson.
Yeah, that's true. That I don't even know what to
hey,
think
look,
about that.
You know, I wish the best, but I'm just
me too.
My expectations are low.
DC has just proven time and time again on film they're just not really pulling their weight, unfortunately. But I was watching Watchmen again, and I was like, man.
I'll have to watch that again.
Yeah.
Bone up on it.
Bone up, baby.
Do you consider Pixels a video game movie?
Yes.
Or just a video movie that has video game shit in it?
I consider it a video game movie because there was just so many nods to everything, even like, you know, the cutscenes and stuff. That movie I wasn't really
somebody fucked Qbert.
I don't know. I've watched it a couple times because the kids like it. I absolutely loathed it, but near the end when things pick up. It was interesting.
I should watch it again just to get an idea for it.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, just you can tell like the way a movie's shot and like the dialogue, is this going to be bad?
Mm-hmm.
Like how many more jobs does Adam Sandler need to have in like the service industry? Like Family Guy, like they did something about like there was like an ostrich watching an Adam Sandler movie and they're like, Adam Sandler is the 35-year-old pizza delivery boy. And it's like it hits so true because that's how it feels. Like in this movie, he was a like kind of like a Geek Squad member guy.
Okay, I gotcha.
I don't know. I still see red when I look at Adam Sandler.
Do you?
I do. I really, really do. There's something about his face that the way he does it. I don't know. Silent Hill.
Silent Hill is okay.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite, but a lot of people seem to like it.
Mm-hmm. I think it works visually, but dialogue-y, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's just like for a video game, what even is it? You know, it's just crazy shit to scare you.
It is, and that's what I miss about video games, is that everything has to have this complicated plot. Like, I don't care. I want a cut scene. I just want to get to it, you know, like Left 4 Dead. So I love it. There's really not that much to talk about. Yeah, go for
basically,
it.
Basically, right?
Mm-hmm. Max Payne.
Didn't see that one. It had Mark Wahlberg, and I'm only going to see certain Mark Wahlberg movies.
Very specific.
Very specific.
Assassin's Creed?
I was going to see it. I heard bad things, man.
It was pretty bad.
I feel like that would make more sense as a Netflix show where you got money to elaborate on the shit.
Yeah.
Don't make it a 2-hour movie.
Rugger.
It's too much shit.
I get that. I like that idea. Need for Speed.
I didn't see that one either.
Neither did I. I didn't even know it existed, to be honest with you.
What are you going to do with that one? It's just a Fast and the Furious knockoff, and even Fast and the Furious isn't Fast and Furious.
That's true.
It's fucking superhumans.
Superhumans. Hitman.
Didn't watch that one.
I didn't even know that existed. Did you play the game?
We've played a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Zach's more into it than I am.
It's
Timothy Oliphant, right?
Yeah.
At least in one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was the third.
I feel like you could do good things with that one. It's like its own Mission Impossible type
thing. That's true. And it was just fun.
Although the appeal is all the different ways you could do it on the game, whereas you're going to watch this guy do it one time.
Exactly. I like the fact that they had the open map settings, so where you could just drive around. It was kind of like pre-GTA and like the early mid-90s, like 96, 97.
I
don't know. We talked about this last week, but Detective Pikachu.
I didn't see it yet.
You still need to see that, man. I remember
the original, like, Pokemon movies.
The, like, 2000?
Yeah, whatever that one was where everyone's all sad and, like, let them die.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was cute. I, you know, it is what it is. What can you do?
It is what it is.
Double Dragon?
Oh, man. Dude, you want to talk about, like, classic, like, horrible video game movies?
Yeah.
Mark Dacascos and fucking one of the, what's the other dude's name? Last name, Fox or something?
It wasn't Jamie Foxx.
Not Jamie Foxx. I feel like one of the dudes that was popular during that time. It's a white guy.
You know what? We could leave right now and go to Walmart and we'll find it in one of those $5 bins.
I feel like it was on sale, probably on like the streaming service, like Xbox or something. I thought about doing it just for the hell of it. It's got Robert Patrick in it, though.
That's
the bad guy. Yeah, he's Mr. Shadow or whatever they
call
him.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw it the one time in the 90s. And then Warcraft.
Didn't watch that one.
Neither did I.
It's got the dude from Vikings in it. I wish I'd, I'd check it out for him.
Yeah.
Just because I loved him in Vikings, dude.
Yeah. I know you read
I don't know anything about Warcraft, though.
Neither
that's
do
the
I.
one I didn't play.
That's more
that's
of like, yeah, that's an
I
Ivan
think.
Thing. Yeah. Vikings, that's something you guys have been on me to get on. I need to check that out, man. I've watched like one or two episodes, but it didn't
see. It's one of them ones, once you get in, you're in.
Is it? Okay.
You just got to hit that point.
I get nervous when I start like a new show or a new series.
Me too.
You know, because I'm like, am I going to stick with this? And you've tried so many things, so many different what else do I got for you today? I read on Cineblend.com, people have been asking James Gunn in regards to the Suicide Squad movie he's going to be doing, is Batman going to be in it? And on his Twitter, he said, you can check out Batman in The Batman, which he's alluding to coming out in June of 2021. Furthermore, he says the Suicide Squad will feature mostly, you know, the Suicide Squad.
I like that answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't watch the first Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Dude, Gunn's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
You know, whatever he does is awesome. So it might be worth checking out. And
for sure.
Batman's so fucking, it can be overdone. And there's so many fucking movies nowadays.
Right.
With him. Let them have their moment.
Right.
If you want to tie it in.
Mm-hmm.
hey, more power to you.
Yeah.
It probably works out better that way. But he doesn't need to be in it or even a vocal point in it.
No, not at all, because that's not what the Suicide Squad was. And even with this, I don't know if this is going to be a reboot or if it's a sequel. I have no idea. But James Gunn is also notorious for not really giving anybody anything until the movie comes out.
Is he directing it or is he writing it?
Directing it.
Directing it? Oh, interesting.
So what happened after, obviously, Disney had canned him, he went over to DC, got hooked up with that. Then he got his job back with Marvel and said, we want you to do Guardians 3. And he is like, okay, after.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yep. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That I bet it would have been a phase earlier if they didn't fire him in the first place.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. We'd be a little bit further along, I think.
I think that's the biggest fucking movie everybody's waiting for.
I think so, too.
That's got to be, like, other than these last two Avengers movies, that's mm-hmm. probably the Guardians of the Galaxy ones are probably the fan favorites, I would think.
I agree. And that wasn't even supposed to be as big as it was. I remember.
No, I didn't know anything about them when it first came out. I was like,
I remember seeing, like, Star-Lord, like, on comics and stuff, like, growing up, and I never read him, and he was all, like, blonde, and had the purple stuff on his jacket. I was like, oh, I'll check this out eventually, but never did. I'm excited because I don't really know where they're going to go with it. I've heard, now, of course, it's all hearsay, but I've heard that it's going to focus on the gold people.
So, what's that dude's name? Adam Warlock.
Yes. Yeah, Warlock.
She makes Adam at the end.
Yeah, at the end, yeah. So, that would make sense.
But then, you know, it's like they got Thor sidekicking with them? Mm-hmm, is that what's going on?
Yep.
So that's interesting, too.
It's weird to see what this... Because I think Thor is going to come out before Guardians.
Lady Thor?
Yeah, Lady Thor.
Is that what's up?
It's something like... Oh, no, it's something even more than that, though.
Oh,
it's like a whole long title.
You're right. You're right. I forget what it is. I
forgot what it is, too. But I know that's going to come out before Guardians. So it's going to be weird. How are they going to...
I'm wondering if that's just going to be straight up Natalie Portman's movie.
I guess I could see that.
You would have to have a... Like, if... I guess it depends on the timeline.
That's true.
It depends on, you know, if he's if Thor's out kicking ass with the Guardians, mm-hmm. you know, I can't imagine him just going here and there and with Lady Thor all of a sudden.
Yeah. You know,
I don't know. Who knows?
You know, I can talk about this because Ivan's not here. But spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Endgame yet, don't listen.
Ivan, stop listening.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, God damn it. I had read somewhere that if you watch the Marvel, whatever Captain America it was, where Captain America went to his lady's wake, that you can see the older version of him in the crowd.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
To show that there was that timeline, so he was there already, which is kind of like a mind fuck kind of thing anyway, but I wouldn't put it past him. But I don't know how far... Did they have all that? You're telling me before they stepped in with Iron Man, they knew Endgame and they knew every single thing.
Oh, no, for sure not.
Right. So
they had to retcon some things.
Exactly.
So
I don't know how true that is unless they knew from the beginning that Captain America.
I feel like that was probably they had an idea where they were going with it.
Okay.
It was something about, it might have been that first Avengers or definitely Age of Ultron's where a lot of the fucking everything was kind of coming through.
It was. That was
bits and pieces.
Yeah, that was a mess of a movie, but I enjoyed it.
Go back and watch it now. See all the, like, the everything that leads up to everything.
Yeah.
Mentions and callbacks.
Yeah, they said that.
Setting shit up.
Yeah, they said that that movie, even though it was the least commercially successful, was the most prominent to lead up to these last two. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to have to watch. We've been talking about doing this Marvel thing for a long time.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah. I know Ivan's slipping behind, but we were going to start it all over and just talk about it and see all the things that we learned and what we do know.
For
so that'd be cool to do.
Hell yeah.
And then we'll have to get into the timeline discussion because I got into this with my neighbor the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Quantum leap shit, you know?
I felt like I had it for a second.
Yeah.
I felt like I was doing pretty good.
Well, man, you know, there's no shows really that, I mean, there are a few shows obviously in the winter, but really Chicago's kind of dead in between like Thanksgiving, Christmas, January. So we got plenty of stuff to do to watch these things.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Also to keep talking about movies here, It Chapter 2 comes out on September 5th. I know we've mentioned that before. I'm very excited for that.
Yes.
To see how it's going on.
You saw it. Ivan's the one that hasn't seen it.
Yeah,
right?
He didn't see it yet. Man, like we used to have a list. We need to get like a dry erase board, you know? Two more stories here for you. I wanted to refer to a screen grab I had taken. I saw an interesting article on medical. Jesus Christ. Can't shake it, man. Metalinjection.net today. There was an interview that John Davis had done, and he was talking about the album The Serenity of Suffering. And I don't know where that falls in the timeline because I'll be honest with you, I kind of dropped off like many, many years ago from Korn.
Yeah.
I've heard the titles and stuff, but I have not researched anything. But all the headlines were saying that John Davis wasn't that into the Serenity of Suffering, and all these people were hating on him. So I'm like, oh, I'll click on the article. I'll bite. I'm looking for something for the news. And the quote was, he said, okay, I felt bad because they, meaning the band, put so much time and heart into it, meaning the record. I'm not going to be that guy and say, no, I'm not going to sing on this. I'm just going to do whatever I come up with the best I could do. But this one, every song was just amazing. So I'll tell you right now, before we even get your opinion on it, that is such an animal statement. Were you going in that direction, but then you backtrack to not be mean?
Well, what are you going to do, man? Like, it would be a dick move for him to be like, if everybody else is on board and you're the only one that doesn't want to do it, you're going to stop everything because you don't want to do it. Just put the fucking album out. Let the guys do what they want to do.
It's true.
See, you know, it's not like the end of the world. You're going to have another fucking record unless you just decide to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Calm the fuck down.
Right.
Good job, John. Way to be a team player.
Yeah.
Do your best, and if you don't like it, just, you know, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be doing it. You know, it's still a business at the end of the day. I couldn't imagine them spending all that time in the studio and then him going, nah, I'm not going to do it. You're just going to do it to do it, and you're going to sell your stuff.
Yeah.
With his what Korn has been over the last couple of years, it's not anything that I've been into, but they still put on a good show. You know, Korn, I think, for me, lyrically, has kind of fallen off. You know, it's weird. It's kind of like when Blink-182 is, like, pushing 50 and they're talking about going to prom and stuff. You just can't relate to it. I don't know.
Yeah, they kind of trapped themselves there, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't think we'd be doing this when we were 50. Well, you know, you didn't find those aliens, so what are you going to do?
That's true. Oh, my God.
Is he back in there yet? I don't know.
Yeah, oh, man.
He's supposed to come back or no?
No.
Okay. Well, keep looking for them aliens, buddy.
Yeah, Mark said that it's open, but at this time they're not. But I was watching this crazy thing. It was the YouTube wormhole, man.
Mm-hmm.
Where Tom was talking in an interview about getting into this whole thing. And once he quit the band and worked with whatever, I know he's been working with like a government agency or something. He said that like when he was younger, he used to think that the government was hiding aliens from us just because it was a power thing. And he said now knowing what he knows and seeing what he's seen, which of course he's not saying anything, he says he knows the reason why. He's like, people just would not be able to handle any of this.
It's a man in black thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. He's like, you can stay up until 2 a.m. thinking you've got it all figured out on YouTube. And when you're actually introduced to it, you are so completely wrong.
I feel like we're past the point of no return. I don't think we'll ever know.
No, I don't think so either. There's no way.
And
he said that they interrogated him for like 3 days straight to like make sure that they could talk to him about this kind of stuff. Yeah, he said it was like the most scariest time of his life.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine. But props to him for like doing that, though. I think that's pretty awesome.
Hey, there's worse things you could be doing.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. What I'm going to leave our episode on here is that I am going to be covering a show this Friday, which will be the 16th, at the Hobart Art Theater. King 810 is on their summer tour, along with a band called Heartsick. I have heard of them before. They've been around for quite some time. I thought it'd be interesting to talk to these gentlemen, so I reached out yesterday, and almost immediately our inbox was going off like, hey, we'd love to chat, you know.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, man. So I'm super excited. And industry secret, sometimes we will discuss questions with certain bands, like especially if you get like the bigger names, you kind of want to give them an idea of what we're going to be discussing. But I said to these guys, hey, I'm going to send you a list of my questions, and they were like not even about it. They're like, you know what, man? They basically want to keep it natural, and they're totally cool with whatever we talk about. So this will be our second video interview. Wasted Attentions, man.
There you go.
Coop, Craig, he's coming up, man. Yeah, he's coming up on Friday night, so I'll have him help us out with that.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. If anybody's interested in checking out that show, like I said, it's at the Hobart Art Theater this Friday. King 810, Heartsick of Virtue, Deaf Ear, Fate to Suffer, Vent to Atmosphere, Consume the Divide. It's an all-ages show. It's $10 at the door, 21 and over, with a valid ID if you want to partake in the sudsies, you know. that's really all I got for you this week, man. You know,
cool.
I wanted to touch base on some things here, and we've got some exciting things coming up. As I had said before, if you want to check out that review of In Minor, it is live on the website. Once again, thank you to Earsplit for working with us on that. I think that's all I got, man. Got anything else?
No, man. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Thank you for having me, sir.
Oh, you're very welcome, man. Anytime.
Check out the socials.
Yes.
Twitter.
Yes.
Instagram. Yep. I just updated it for the first time.
You did?
Time.
I'm proud of you. I saw that last night, man. It was cool because I was living vicariously through you.
Thank you.
As much as I wanted to be at the show, when I saw all those people, I'm like, nope, they can have fun.
So, yeah, as always, wastedattention@gmail.com. Anything, yes, questions, comments, concerns.
You got it.
Corrections, all that shit. Like and subscribe on YouTube. I think that's everything.
That's everything, man. We're working on a theme song, so we got to get back on that.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
sir.
That horse.
That's right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.